Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This would always start a fight at the rink. When
Why?
This would put this song on, everybody started in the skates, they'd be like kicking, trying to be, and then, you know, somebody get kicked.
What
and get
summer was hurt. This?
Oh, this was like not the summer it came out. This is in the mid 70s. This song came out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they would play, this is one of those skating rink songs. And so, I'm just saying.
I remember when it was out. It seemed like that summer lasted forever. I'm like, when are we going to stop hearing this thing? But that's what I remember from when it was out.
Well, the reason I had her play this was today would have been Bruce Lee's birthday. And
well, it's for those, still his birthday.
Pardon?
It's still his birthday.
Okay.
Well, he would have been a certain age.
He would have been older than, we lost him at 33 years old.
Yeah.
Right?
That's amazing.
73.
Yeah.
He passed, but still considered.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to martial arts, when it comes to all of that, you start with Bruce Lee's name. And while they're kind of comical when you look at today's movies, but go back and look at, you know, get a couple 20-somethings and 30-somethings and go check out a Bruce Lee movie, just the moves that this dude made.
Oh, I know.
It's crazy. But
back then,
I have never seen more people get injured, though, not from getting kicked, but trying they have different names. Them sticks used to swing.
Oh, man. Yeah.
When they were really, they were foam rubber in the movies, but they would sell them in stores. They were wood.
Oh, yeah. You know, the real ones, man, like, woo.
Yeah, people get knocked out there.
You
wonder
about to hit you with those things.
It's got to be a wonderful day for Mello, for Selah. When you're young, it's Thanksgiving, and now he's got a new baby. You got Kobe. Kobe probably don't know what's going on.
Nah.
But it's just wonderful being part of the Thomas family these days, right? And with the holidays right around the corner. Terrell, good morning, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing today? Happy Thanksgiving.
We're doing fine. You all right there? You sound kind of tired, like you've been up cooking all morning.
You've been up cooking, right?
Yeah. you been making the chitlins?
Hey,
everybody. Everybody has the same response.
Everybody's denying chitlins. Welcome to chitlin denial
this
morning.
Yes.
Everybody's saying they don't eat them, right? Yeah. I know I don't.
But. I don't either.
You know, that's not really a delicacy that you see on the menu a lot in a Philadelphia area. I really didn't even get a prep to chitlins until I got down here and actually seen people cleaning them and cooking them and eating them and such.
I think it's that last part, and such. That's the part that makes it art.
Yeah, really, man.
Anyway, listen, Terrell, man, thank you as always for getting up. We're going to talk to you again on Sunday, too. But getting ready for this Hawks-Cleveland game tomorrow night. But overall, as we sit here in, November 27th, I realize it's early. We haven't hit that threshold of Christmas Day yet. But how do you talk about this Hawks team right now, even with Trey out, to others?
And my thing, and what in the ham sandwich happened up in D.C., man?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No,
you mean the game?
It's kind of funny because they've been doing so well on the road. So to see what, as you say, what you know what happened in D.C., it was kind of surprising because I almost chalked that up as an automatic win the way they've been playing again on the road.
Right.
But as we look at them right now at 11-8, 3 games over 500, I think they're kind of overachieving when you look at Trae Young, which still who I believe is the best player on the team, of course, even though we watch Jalen Johnson ascending currently. I think it's been great ball being played. I think we've really seen a little bit more of Coach Snyder's philosophy and what he's wanted to get out from his players as of recently. So I think they're overachieving right now. I can't wait to see Trae get back on the court whenever he does. But I heard you mention a little while earlier, Greg, you know, it is a pivotal matchup tomorrow night because they'll be taking on the Cavs. Our Hawks are currently in the 6th spot right now in the Eastern Conference. The Cavs are in the 5th spot. So if they can gain some ground on Cleveland tomorrow with a big win, that'll say a lot. But I would say overall, as of now, I would look at them as being slight overachievers.
My thing with Cleveland, though, Garland is day-to-day. And who's the guy who used to play here? DeAndre Hunter. Is he out or is he also day-to-day? They're nicked up, in other words.
They are nicked up.
This is a good time to play this Cleveland team. If you're going to start stacking wins that will determine who gets home court at the end of the season, this is a good time to get one of those wins as far as I'm concerned.
I can agree with you there. I can wholeheartedly agree with you there.
Spending time on the WadeFoot.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. And we always like to say about him, he is social. You can find him at Eldorado 2452. At Eldorado 2452. We talk about this team, what's been happening. Zach Richeshay, we saw him, you know, miss a game or two. He comes back. We just still looking for the consistency from him. We've seen some great flashes. Thoughts about him and where he is with his team right now?
Yeah, I think he's been playing pretty well so far to start the season off. As you just mentioned, though, what we need from Zach is consistency. I still think, you know, with him being a former number one overall pick, the sky is the limit for that young man. We see a lot of potential in him, but I sometimes hate to use the word potential. I think consistency is the word for him, not only in his rookie season, but thus far in this season, because we've seen flashes. We see what he can do. And if we can get a more consistent Zach, similar to the style he played over the summer when he was playing with France, if we can see the aggression, if we can see the IQ out there on the court, it only makes this Hawks team that much better. So we have to see more consistency from him. I think he's still, you know, of course, it's the beginning of year two, so he's still kind of finding his way, if that makes sense. But I think when that young man really does find his way, the sky is the limit for him.
Gerald Thomas, these Urban Times, joining Sam Gregg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Do you got any more Hawks stuff you want to ask him? Because I want his opinion about a couple things league-wide, but I don't want to step on the Hawks question.
No, I want to ask a question about the second unit. And do you feel like a second unit has come together to be consistent? I know the first two or three people off the bench, and Beat Krejci has really stepped forward with his game, you know, in recent weeks. But thoughts about the second unit, because to me that's the real strength of a team that's going to be a contender, is going to be a playoff contender, is what comes off the bench and what they give you night after night, and if that particular group you see gelling and coming together.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you mentioned Beat, and, you know, we get the opportunity to give him a chance to shine because he certainly has. He's been taking advantage of all the minutes he's been getting off the bench. With, you know, Trae Young's injury, Coach Quinn has had to shift the lineups a bit and tweak this and tweak that there. And I remember speaking to a few Hawks fans during the offseason when the trades were finally becoming official and things, and I've heard some folks mention, well, what about our bench? What about our bench? How is our bench going to hold up? And thus far, again, you know, still early in the season, but I have been extremely impressed with the guys on the bench. Could there maybe be an addition of vet added here or there? I think that wouldn't hurt the team at all, but I've been very impressed. And again, mentioning a guy like V, who's just been phenomenal thus far, it's been good to see.
Is that it? I'm just curious of his thought as a basketball fan. Okay, as a basketball fan right now, I remember a few years ago, and I'm going to bring Sam back into this, because he would get aggravated when the NBA season would start because he figured they might as well just give the trophy to Golden State. That's how they had control over this league. My question to you as a basketball fan, seeing what you've seen, knowing what you know, is this going to be the same for Oklahoma City now? Or do you see them having a competition against somebody else in the East?
You know, it's really funny that you asked that question, because the other night I was looking and watching a few games as we get to watch them on NBC, you know, the different streaming platforms and things now. And I was wondering, okay, it's before Christmas, so sometimes it's kind of hard to gauge which direction the NBA season is going to go. But OKC has been dominant thus far this season, looking to defend their title. And I've wondered, are we seeing more teams playing possum, where, you know, you have a lot of injuries early, where you see some of the guys maybe not have, I don't want to say they're half butting it around, but not really giving a full effort thus far? Are they waiting for that Christmas break? Or, as you mentioned, is OKC just going to be that dominant? And I'm kind of leaning towards that OKC being that dominant, being this dominant as we move forward. Now, I've been extremely impressed with Detroit, and I've been really keeping an eye on them. I love Cade Cunningham's game. I've been watching them for the last few seasons. Of course, we see them pretty often taking on our Hawks. But I'm a big fan of watching Cade Cunningham. I think that young man is phenomenal. He can do it all. You know, he can pass, he can rebound, he can score pretty much whatever the team needs from him through a given night or a given game. He's able to come through in that manner. And I see that it seems like early in the season they're taking advantage of trying to get a hold in the East. We know about the injuries as far as, you know, Boston and Indiana. So it is pretty fair game right now in the Eastern Conference. But I do think, to answer the question, that OKC is going to pretty much have a chokehold on the NBA thus far this season, and that'll continue throughout Christmas and the All-Star break. But I do believe a team like Detroit can give them a run for their money, say they meet up in June sometime.
Be watching for that and see what that happens. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, we always say when Christmas rolls around, a lot of people really start tuning in to what's happening with the team. And we've been watching the different places where you're watching the NBA this year. And we talked earlier about things changing with NBC. Do you give them a grade yet, or is it too early for that? It changes. NBC and then Prime and the different places.
It's kind of nostalgic. So if I had to give NBC right now, I'd probably give them about a B. Maybe not an A yet, but I do enjoy, of course, the theme music. I mean, that takes me back to being a kid and waiting for the Michael Jordan games to come on TV and such.
Yeah.
I also dig some of the graphics. I dig the audio perspective that they're giving us. So I'd give them a B thus far, because I think they'll still have some tricks up their sleeves as the season continues. But I've certainly been enjoying watching those games on NBC.
In the 2026-27 NBA season, will these two guys be on their same teams, or will they have been moved? Ja Morant, Zion Williamson.
Ooh, great question. I think both of those guys will be moved. I think both of those guys will be moved before February. I think we'll see both of those guys have an opportunity to start over, start anew with new franchises.
Really?
Wouldn't it be interesting if they flip teams?
I think Ja Morant's going to end up on the West Coast somewhere, maybe a team like the Sacramento Kings and such. And I think somewhere like that. And Zion, he's the wild card for me. It's all about what franchise wants to take, you know, a shot at him. Do our Hawks take a shot at him? Do the Knicks take a shot at him? Do the Bucks take a shot at him? So I think he's the wild card of the two. But I do believe both guys will be on new teams before we get to the All-Star break.
Well, if it's up to Noel, Zion ain't changing planes at Hartsfield. So she don't want nothing to do with him here. So I don't know where he's going to end up.
You can take the train, man. You know, the Crescent comes from New Orleans, comes right through here.
I think he needs to make a decision about what type of player he's going to be. If he's not the man anymore, which he isn't, even if he were on court in New Orleans, but if he gets picked up by somebody else, Does he become like that great player who takes a secondary role? Does he become like Wade when LeBron got to Miami?
Or like,
does he alter his game?
Or like Dwight Howard the second time in LA,
go.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. So. There are examples.
All right, man. Hey, listen, a big day at your house, Terrell?
It'll be a pretty mild day. We'll be going around and seeing some family and friends today, so we won't be really doing anything here at the house. But we'll get out and see friends and family and have some fun.
No chitlins, right?
No, sir. I will say chitlins were purchased for family, for a few
what?
Family members who like it.
Oh, man.
But we didn't. We just went ahead and purchased it. We have some of the elders of the family who were looking forward to some chitlins, but that's not something, again, that we were partaking in as far as cooking or any of that.
I know exactly what he's saying, because he's from Philly. When I was Chicago growing up, and that was brought up, we don't do that. Our relatives down south eat that. It was always them folks down south that they would mention up in Chicago. But my mother would make it once a year for her Delta sorority sisters when they would come through.
Oh.
And my father would go play 18 holes of golf.
I don't blame him.
Terrell, tell the kid. Tell Mello. Tell Selah and tell Kobe, or mouth it to him, that their Uncle Sam and Uncle Greg said Happy Thanksgiving.
And
Aunt Noelle said Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Oh, I certainly will. Much love to y'all. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope y'all get out and get some turkey today. When you get out the studio, go have some fun with family and friends.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it.
Do both. All right, man. Have a good one. We'll talk to you on Sunday.
All right, take care, gentlemen.
There is, even on this holiday, an opportunity for you to grab some holiday money. I will let you know where it is flying through the air with a casting call. Up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.